For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. Manufacturers in Connecticut are facing a dilemma. On one hand, they have tons of work. On the other, they have a shortage of people to do it. This isn't a factory floor. It's the Connecticut Convention Center, where more than 100 aerospace companies have come together to show off what they do. And hundreds of high school kids have come to learn.
Down the middle of that seam, okay? And go slow.
Sophomore Casey Lavoie from Xavier School in Middletown is getting a virtual lesson in welding on a simulator set up by Goodwin College. Lavoie says he wants to know more about engineering careers.
I've seen a lot of good companies, and I'm definitely interested in being either mechanical or aerospace, and those are definitely the two top ones, but I know there's a lot more to look at.
That's what people like Max McIntyre want to hear. He heads up New England Airfoil, a machine shop in Farmington.
I have a company of 70-plus people, and I'm looking to hire approximately 30 people before January. And I'm one of 116 companies in here who are also vying for the same amount of available bodies.
McIntyre is one of the moving forces behind this gathering as president of the Aerospace Components Manufacturers, a 20-year-old trade group that represents small shops in Connecticut and Massachusetts. An upswing in defense work at Pratt & Whitney, Sikorsky and Electric Boat is what's driving the current need for workers.
I'm going to tell you, I think that this is a once-in-a-generational opportunity for the state of Connecticut with this resurgence of manufacturing.
That's Cliff Thurmer of Goodwin College. He says solving the problem is all about making connections.
Schools, manufacturers, kids. The kids can go up, talk to a manufacturer and say, what do I need to do to come work for you because you make cool stuff? And they can say, what training do you have? And these are places that you can go.
But getting the kids into the idea of manufacturing might be just the first step. Our sophomore, Casey Lavoie, says he loves the idea of the career, but he might see his future somewhere other than Connecticut. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.